preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
Plus racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County with outstanding daytime racing at Los Alamitos, kicking off Friday, September 11th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features major stakes action starting opening weekend with the inaugural running of the Becca Taylor Stakes on September 12th. We're also hosting our live on-track handicapping contest that same Saturday. Play for your chance to win a coveted seat at the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Complete contest rules and registration details are available now at losalamitos.com. The excitement continues the following week with the E.B. Johnson Stakes on Saturday, September 19th. It's 6 action-packed days of elite daytime thoroughbred racing. Plus, when the sun goes down, the fun continues with our big weekend day and night doubleheaders right here at the Orange County Oval. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back. Opening day is Friday, September 11th. Visit losalamitos.com for details. It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Mildred Vessels Memorial Handicap on Saturday, September 12th, led by AQHA champion Shakin' Gone On and recent stakes winner Bold and Beautiful. Plus the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity on September 13th, featuring some of the top juveniles in the nation. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at LosAlQH on YouTube.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626 626- 248-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzen. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Closing weekend at both Del Mar and Saratoga. And at both places, the curtain comes down tomorrow, Labor Day. Please make note, if you're heading down to Del Mar today or tomorrow, head down a little bit early. First post time today and tomorrow, 30 minutes early from what it's been throughout the meet, at 1:30. Well, a lot of ground to cover here this morning on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We can tell you this, there was one winning ticket in yesterday's $2 pick six at Del Mar. That came back $122,880.20. A big performance from the Bob Baffert-trained Miss Monica. She's now unbeaten 2-for-2. She took the Del Mar debutante, and that was Baffert's 13th win in that race. A huge effort, winning by 6 1/4 lengths under Juan Hernandez. By the way, Baffert odds on today to knock down his record 20th win in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity. Sadly, the Del Mar Futurity really is not much of a betting race at all. Five horses, two trainers. Baffert has two. Doug O'Neill has three. And Baffert, no question, has the two horses to beat the 4-5 morning line favorite in Hughes and the second choice at 7-5. That would be Domus. Speaking of Doug O'Neill, he is at Kentucky Downs. Ran a couple back there yesterday. He is absolutely loaded here on closing day at Del Mar. And he is steaming toward his seventh Del Mar training title. Looking forward to visiting with Doug, top of the next hour. As far as performances go, well, take a look at yesterday's Grade 1 spinaway at Saratoga. Trainer Steve Asmussen with a huge day along with Ricardo Santana. It was Summer Starlet, most impressive. And we had a couple of other huge two-year-old efforts. Maidens winning the first and seventh back there. We'll get to those in just a moment. Right now, let's say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning. How are you?
Tired, Mike, but the meet's coming to an end. I can't believe how quick this month went. Both Del Mar and Saratoga, they both pulled the curtain down tomorrow, and boy, did it go fast.
It absolutely certainly did, and I'll tell you, I haven't had a chance to talk to Frank Miramati in a few weeks, but you talk about tired. If anybody has license to take an extended nap, it would be Frank. What an incredible job.
Yeah, and they love him here, Mike. You know, he's a big hit. He's a terrific race caller, as everybody knows. Southern California is blessed to have him most of the year, and we get him for 6 weeks at Saratoga, and we love every minute of it.
Hey, John, before we talk about yesterday's Grade 1 spinaway at Saratoga and some big action at Kentucky Downs, just an unbelievable amount of money up for grabs back there. Yesterday at Kentucky Downs, now this place is just a little bit north of Nashville, across the border there. 10 races yesterday, John. They had $10,625,000 up for grabs. The highlight was the Music City or the Nashville Derby, $3 million. John Sadler was back there. He knocked down $1.5 million with a three-year-old filly. Just a crazy amounts of money on races to me that are just tough to bet.
Yeah, and listen, any race at that place is tough to bet. They're tough to watch, to tell you the truth. I mean, you know, last year they added the drone shot, so that helps it a little bit. But when they come down the stretch, they keep flipping, and you have no idea when the finish line is coming, to be honest with you. It's a very difficult track to play, and it's a very difficult track to watch races, and they give away obscene amounts of money. I don't know how good it is for. I really do. I don't know how good it is for the game. I think it may be really. It's a little ridiculous. $3 million races, $2 million races. Well, that's the advantage of when you have slots and other sources. And listen, they run for about a 10-day meet, and they just throw money away. And if you're fortunate enough to run there and to get into one of those races, well, you have a shot for a life-changing amount of money.
Yeah, they've got a new $5 minimum on Win Play Show, and they're not dependent. Go ahead, John.
Which, by the way, Mike, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That is absolutely ridiculous. You have these people that go there, you know, and want to play the race as well. Instead of being able to bet $6, $2 across the board, all of a sudden it's $15, and people really aren't happy with it. And then they show you payoffs, and you don't know if it's a $2 payoff or the $5 payoff. Why do they even show $2 payoffs? What's the point?
Well, there is no $2. There is no $2. Yeah.
Right. So what are they telling us? The whole thing is dizzy and crazy. And I think it's horrible that they went to $5 win plays and show. What's the difference to them? But to players, to old-time players that are playing whatever, on case money, whatever it is, it's just not fair to them.
Well, I want to give a tip of the cap to John Sadler and his primary assistant, Juan Leyva. Juan was back there to saddle Somerset West, and Luis Saez rode. That was the 10th back there. That was the Music City for three-year-old fillies. 6.5 on the turf. John, if you liked her, you got $102.45 win mutual. I'm assuming that was a $5 prize.
That's the only time it was good to make you bet $5, Mike, because instead of getting if you bet two, you were getting 40. But for five, you got 100.
Simple
By
math.
The way, there was a handicapper from this show named John Lindo that absolutely loved that horse, so he deserves a lot of credit.
I'm glad you brought that up. We'll have John on in just a few minutes. Let's get back to Saratoga. The very first race, a Team Valor homebred. Mark Ratzke pointed this out to me yesterday. He's in publicity at Los Alamitos, we talk. And USS Valor, no surprise, off at 4-5. They more than tipped their hand first time out. They went to Manny Franco yesterday. Shug McGahee is the trainer for Team Valor. And this was a huge effort. by a son of Warfront, War of Will himself, a very good colt. And then later on, John, you and I were talking, Steve Asmussen unveiled a two-year-old first-time starter by American Pharoah in the seventh race with Ricardo Santana by the name of Pharoah City or Ferocity, two very impressive juvenile maiden winners yesterday at Saratoga.
It was funny because after the first race, Mark happened to have texted me and said, next year's Derby winner. And I wrote back, it's only September. Give it a break. But yeah. Listen, there are rumors going around that Shug McGee was going to retire and pack it up. Well, after yesterday's performance, I think he has a pretty good reason to stick around, at least until next year.
I think Shug, he's going to outrun Dabo Swinney. We'll put it to you that way. John, Mark Ratzke also drew my attention to a post on X from Ray Pollock. He did some digging after USS Valor won the first race, and obviously there's high hopes. You can't help it going 7/8. You know how far you got to go back to find a two-year-old maiden allowance winner on dirt at Saratoga that went on to win the Kentucky Derby, John?
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, Mike. That's the problem. You know, these horses pop early, and it's hard to keep them around and keep them healthy and sound and everything else. That's why I wrote back to Mark, well, it's only September, but if you're telling me next May we're going to have a winner, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just very, very difficult to keep these horses together. That's the nature of the game. Unfortunately, they have setbacks, whatever it is, and that's the way it goes. Look at Ted Naffi last year. Everyone thought he was the second coming, and unfortunately he got hurt and was sent to the sidelines, and he may have been the best three-year-old. Certainly at that time, he was the best three-year-old. It's just very hard to keep them going.
Yeah.
Roger Stein used to say horses are built upside down, and he's right. You got 1,500 pounds on toothpicks, and it's hard to keep them going. And by the way, the seventh race yesterday at Saratoga where the Asmussen horse won, that race was loaded. They had million-dollar babies in there. That was supposed to be a serious field. Todd Pletcher sent out the 8-5 morning line favorite, Electro, and he didn't run a step with Flavian Pratt. Something went amiss. I'm sure he'll be back to fight another day. But again, that race was loaded. And that's what happens at Saratoga and Del Mar. You know, you look and you see all these two-year-olds, and everybody looks forward to them, and everyone points, all the big shot owners want to win these races. And they showed up a couple of terrific performances throughout the summer up at Saratoga.
You never really answered my question, but we got a lot of good stuff there. I'm going to answer it for you, John. Ray Pollock did the digging. He found out the last time a two-year-old maiden allowance winner on dirt at Saratoga won the Kentucky Derby, 1962, a horse by a Kentucky Derby champion, Decidedly, by Determine, who won the 54 Derby. It was a California-bred Decidedly, trained by Charlie Whittingham's mentor, Horatio Luro, and ridden by the great Bill Hartack. And apparently he set a track record that day for the Derby back in 1962, Decidedly. So as you say, it's tough to do, John.
Yeah, it's real tough to do. And one time in when, the last 60-something years? Yeah, I would say it's real tough to do.
Okay, I want to ask you to compare and contrast Miss Monica's win here for Bob Baffert and the Del Mar debutante. And I was interested in Bob's post-race interview with Kurt Hoover. He gave a big tip of the cap to the filly in New York that won the spinaway Summer Starlet. But Miss Monica now unbeaten in two starts, Juan Hernandez aboard. She won with consummate ease, did Miss Monica off by 6 1/4 lengths. Compare these two fillies, East Coast, West Coast, John.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Mike, going into yesterday's races, both horses ran a 12 on the sheets. Summer Starlet ran a 12 at Saratoga for Asmussen first time out. By the way, she was 15-1 that day. Yesterday, I believe he got 8-5. And the Bob Baffert horse also ran a 12. The difference is, though, that the field that Summer Starlet beat yesterday is no comparison to the field that Miss Monica beat. The Saratoga Spinaway had a much stronger field. There were some really fast horses in that race. And listen, Bob Baffert got paid for a public workout. How good was that horse? And Hernandez had a choice. between the winner and the horse and the other horse in the race that ran third for Baffert. Obviously, he picked the winner. That horse was super impressive first time out, winning from the rail. Then yesterday, she drew a much better post. And it was, you know, about as easy a win as you can get. It was a public workout, in all honesty. But the race at Saratoga was much deeper talent-wise.
And you fully expect that Summer Starlet's going to get the lower rag fig number?
Yeah, well, yes, I think so.
I want to give a little update on the jockey and trainer standings. Coming in today, 11 race cards today and tomorrow. That's 22 races. Joel Rosario, man, he started off slow, but he caught fire. He's 7 clear of Juan Hernandez. That looks like it's done. 40-33. Joel connecting at a 19% clip. Juan Hernandez, 23%. And then Antonio Frasu, he's had a solid meet. He was away yesterday to ride for Doug O'Neill at Kentucky Downs. 28 wins, winning at 18%. Then Umberto Rispoli, 4th with 25. He's connecting at a 23% clip. Well, you can see at the top, there's not much left for everybody else. Emicio Jaramillo and Kazushi Kimura round out the top five. They're tied at 22 wins. Trainers division, Doug O'Neill's got it locked up. A mathematical certainty. He's 11 up now on Phil D'Amato, 26-15. And ever bit as important as that, John, as you know, Doug, he runs a lot of horses. Therefore, sometimes his win percentage isn't all that lofty. But at the Del Mar stand through yesterday, Doug's hitting at a 23% clip, John.
What O'Neill did this year, Mike, is he popped the gate. After the first week, he was like all of a sudden 5 or 6 in front, and he just never gave anybody a chance to catch him. In New York, we have an interest. By the way, Antonio Frasu is moving his tack to Belmont Park this year, so that's going to be a little interesting. Belmont, the new Belmont, opens on September 18th. You know, he's coming to New York. I hope he finds mounts here. It's not so easy.
I'll put it to you this way, John. Given the Del Mar season Antonio Frasu has had, I don't think he's turning in his keys to wherever he might be living here in L.A. Go back there, check it out. If it ain't happening, I look for him to be back here. He's doing too good.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's got a strong foothold there now, and I was surprised by the move, to tell you the truth. But listen, it's hard when you race 3 days a week, Mike, and you have eight races a day and 6 horse fields. You know, at least in New York, there's a much bigger opportunity, I would think. The horse population, obviously, a lot better than in Southern California. But again, here he's got to deal with Pratt. He's got to deal with the Ortiz brothers. And all of a sudden, now you have to deal with Manny Franco, who's going to end up winning the title at Saratoga. And I don't think anybody gave him any chance to break the big three of the Ortiz brothers and Pratt. But Manny Franco's going to pull it off because Pratt's not here today. Ortiz and Pratt are not here tomorrow. And Manny Franco rides 12 races tomorrow. So whatever, 10 or 12 races, whatever it is. So he's going to win the title, and you could have got some price on that happening.
Well, Manny's an easy guy to root for. He's worked very hard.
Yeah,
good for
absolutely.
Him. Hey, our time's getting short here, John. I want to go back down south to Kentucky Downs. We're bouncing around a little bit here. But we had a European import, and we've seen so many times over the past 10 years or whatever, the Euros, they just breathe a different air on grass when they come here for the Breeders' Cup and so on. The lone mare in the race yesterday, this was the $2 million Kentucky Turf at a mile and one half on grass. Tiffany got it done at a big number from the rail, again going a mile and one half. And Burnham Square, who, you know, certainly looks like the best older horse on turf out here this year, he was just outrun as a 3-2 favorite, John.
Yeah, and the filly won the race. And, Mike, what's interesting is the European horses that ship into Kentucky Downs have such an advantage because they're used to running on courses like that.
It's their game.
In Europe, yeah, they go up and down hills. It's no big deal. Here, that's the only track in America where you have a layout like that. So the Euro shippers certainly have an advantage. And Burnham Square, who actually ran at Kentucky Downs last year and ran well when he finished second, just did not show up. Listen, horses throwing clunkers, and yesterday was not his day. But take nothing away from the Euros. I believe they ran 1-2-3 in that race.
Yeah. By the way, before I get to the $3 million Nashville Derby, I just got a text from Ray Pollock. thanked me for the shout out, but he said, be sure to point out that decidedly in 1962, John, was the last Colt to win a maiden allowance on dirt at Saratoga, then win the Derby. The distaffer winning colors for a guy named Lucas broke her maiden at Saratoga, and then she went on to win the 1988 Derby under Gary Stevens. So we'll get that out there. But even so, you're going back a long way to 88.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a long way, whatever it was. And again, it's a very difficult thing to pull off. It really is. You got to keep them sound. And what they're probably going to do, I wouldn't be surprised if people start laying them up after Saratoga, give them time off, you know, come back after the first of the year when the point races start and give them a better shot at doing it.
Well, why not? That makes a lot of sense. That's old school, John. It really is.
Yeah, well, but that's the right thing to do because obviously if you couldn't pull this off, there's a reason.
Yep. So. Okay, let's go to this $3 million first bet Nashville Derby yesterday at a mile and 5/16 on grass on this strange-shaped course they have there at Kentucky Downs. A New York bred at 17-1. Miguel Clement, Tyler Gaffalione teamed up with a colt by the name of Caroline St. Beat, John, in that $3 million main event yesterday.
Yeah, she ran good. I mean, Mike, a New York bred to pull that. He ran well, I should say. And, New York bred winning that kind of race. And congratulations to Miguel Clement. Obviously, one of his biggest wins ever.
Absolutely. All right, John, let's get to it. Let's go to Saratoga on this penultimate day there. And first of all, set the stage. Things looked great yesterday. What about the weather situation?
The sun is shining as we speak, and there's no chance of rain, hopefully, but it's Saratoga, so anything could happen.
Right.
But it really looks like we're going to have a beautiful day here today.
11 races. Where do you want to go for radio?
Let's go to the third race today, Mike, and I really like a horse in here. Number 2, Star Actress, a 3-year-old filly from the Bill Mott barn. She ran on the grass last time out. She goes back on Lasix today. She returns to the dirt. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride 6-1 on the morning line. Number 2, Star Actress, wins today's third race out of Saratoga.
Okay, and John, tip of the cap on behalf of the listeners. Great job yesterday with Convo at $6.60. You had that on air with John and Bob.
Got up by a nose, but it doesn't matter if it's a nose or 10 lengths, you get paid. So that's
okay.
All that counts.
2 days left, today, tomorrow, Saratoga, Del Mar. We're going to take a few days off. We'll come back at Los Alamitos on Friday. Tell us about the website, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Kentucky Downs, Saratoga, Del Mar Selections, same thing for tomorrow. And then I guess Churchill opens on Thursday. So we'll be back Wednesday with Churchill Downs Selections.
And John, before we bid adieu for the first time, looking forward to having you back at the end of the show, mention Dabo Swinney. They got bloodied up there by LSU last night. I spoke with Ed Burghardt this morning via text. I said, Ed, it's a new day in Westwood. The Bruins have a football coach. Believe me, John. They took it to Cal in Palo Alto last night, 45-24, and you can just see it. I mean, the body language, the execution, yeah, they made some mistakes first game of the year, but they've got a coach over there, and he's going to make a huge difference this year. I guarantee it.
I believe you, Mike, and I happen to agree with you. If you were a Michigan fan yesterday, well, you got an early Christmas gift, I guess.
did Western Michigan get homered, John?
I mean, that was just horrible, Mike.
I haven't seen it. I have not seen it.
Well, go ahead. It's a joke what they did. I mean, they actually cheated the other team out of the win. There's no question about it.
They put a second back up on the board and a 47-yard Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. They gave him another shot for a Hail Mary. They pulled it off, and it was total robbery in front of millions of people.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm a big Kyle Whittingham fan. He was going from Utah over there to Michigan. All right, John, thanks so much. Once again, we'll try and get lucky. It's the 5 with a kiss in race 3, correct?
No, it's number 2, Star Actress.
Number 2, Star Actress. I'm sorry, John. Star Actress, with Junior Alvarado 6-1 on the morning line, and race three set to go at 1:15 Eastern there at Saratoga. We'll get you back for Del Mar toward the end of the show. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, Chris Monreal, we'll go ahead and hit this break, and we're coming back strong with John Lindo. Bob Mazursky is going to be back in hour two. Happy to report that. Orlando Gutierrez got a lot going on at Los Alamitos. Then up toward the top of the hour, Matthew DeSantis once again from Saratoga Springs. Trainer Doug O'Neill, Del Mar's leader, is going to be joining us top of the next hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Primos is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thurbin, Los Angeles. And again, my sincere thanks to my main man here inside at the Big A in Anaheim every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 year-round, helping Thoroughbred Los Angeles happen, Mr. Chris Monreal. Chris, great job. By the way, Angels, Pirates early today. Game time, I believe, 10:35 a.m. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say to a very erstwhile John Lindo, good morning. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
I say good. I say erstwhile because, you know, John Hardoon talks about working hard and everything. I don't know anybody out here working any harder than you. You're up and down I-15 to Las Vegas along with Neela. You're taking care of all these shows, getting things done and so on, promoting on so many different platforms. I just want to say publicly, John, thank you, my friend. What an incredible job you do.
Well, thanks. Well, it's fun because it's an industry we enjoy. I like the people. I like what it represents. And, you know, we're in a fight. We've got to try and keep things going as best we can. So, you know, you get down and dirty. You just do what you got to do to try and make it better.
Well, John, thank you, man. Hey, the CTBA, they've just been such great supporters for us all. And, you know, we had California-bred two-year-old fillies center stage on Friday, and you made Daytona Diamond our cowbred of the week. Yesterday, very impressive win. A Williamson Racing homebred by a son of Tappet by the name of Tonalist out of the Go Zapper Mirror Zap Dance. Kazushi Kimura aboard and Daytona Diamond impressive in taking Friday's generous portion, John.
Well, you know, I thought she lost all chance when she stumbled at the start and was away dead last. I thought, well, there goes that.
It's amazing.
She put in a really long, sustained run, especially for a two-year-old, and gets up on the wire. And, you know, Kazushi Kimura never gave up on her. They got the job done. And that's going to be a lot better race than it looks on paper. The time was not particularly fast, but she overcame adversity, and that says something. And, by the way, happy birthday to Kazushi Kimura. Today is his birthday.
26. Is that it, John? Do you have that?
I don't have the number in front of me. Yeah. All I know is that he's going good.
Yeah, he certainly is. And, you know, we talk about the CTBA. We've got the California Fall Yearling Sale coming up. Now, this is run by Facig Tipton, but it's so, so important to our business here in Southern California. Recent graduates, Ocean Bear, who's in today at Del Mar, Mohaven, owned by Pete and Ev Perella there at Legacy Ranch, champion California bred female of last year, Ocean Bear, champion California bred male. This sale, the California Fall Yearling Sale, John, is going to be Wednesday, September 30th, out at Bob Ike's primary wagering haunt, Fairplex Park, the Derby Room, September 30th at 11 a.m. I've got the catalog in hand, and I know they've got it in the office at Santa Anita. It's been available at Del Mar for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, and on the back cover, you got it as a reminder. They have a new bonus this year. You buy a yearling at this sale. There's 293 in the sale. And if you're lucky to come up with the first grade one winner out of the sale, there's a $500,000 bonus to be split between the owner at the time of the sale and whoever purchased that yearling. They're going to split up an extra $500,000. So that's like winning an extra grade one with the grade one you win. That's a lot of money. So congratulations to putting that in play and giving another incentive to buy a cowbred.
And we always encourage everybody to go to ctba.com for more on the story. John, Del Mar stepped up. They've really supported you guys well. I'm getting a little and very grateful to have it. I'll say this. We've all been great supporters of Del Mar over these many years. They've got a promotion going on called Data on Us. I heard you talking about it yesterday with Bob Ike. Explain that.
Yeah, if you go to the Del Mar website, which is dmtc.com, and there's a banner on the homepage about Data on Us, or you can go to dmtc.com/data on us, all one word. You put in your email address, and later today or by tomorrow morning, latest, they will email you links to three or four different products, including Thoroughgraph, Today's Racing Digest, and Horse Racing Nation for free. And you can try a product out. There's mandatory payouts in all the pools tomorrow. It's a good way, if you haven't seen a product, maybe to take a look at it and see if you like it.
Right.
And Del Mar's picking up the tab on that, so it costs nothing to take a look.
And let's... You know, that's the good stuff. And Del Mar, what I've heard you guys throw bouquets at a racing office. They do a tremendous job there. Tom Robbins, David Jerkins, Tori Yamaguchi, they've got a great staff. And I always say this, it's a people world. And, boy, there's no more evidence of that than in thoroughbred horse racing. That said, I know they're very, very disappointed with what's happened to the Del Mar Futurity this year. Unfortunately, on Shala, the $2.1 million Flightline colt is not going to run. They had counted on him running for John Sadler, but John says, no, we're going to wait and go a mile and a 16th up at Santa Anita in late September in the American Faro. Apparently, they had a couple of guys from back east they thought were going to come. It didn't come together. As a result, we've got a race this year that, quite frankly, John, I know you'll acknowledge it's just not very bettable at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, only two trainers entered the race. O'Neill put three horses in, and Bob Baffert put in two, the two favorites, number four, Hughes, and number five, Domus. And it looks like the race is going to go once again, as usual, through Bob Baffert. But, you know, we know there was a problem during the summer. They had a couple of maiden special weight races that did not fill during the season at Del Mar, and that does not lead to the winners that you need to get into the Del Mar Futurity. So, it's a sign that obviously these are going to be our three-year-olds going for the Derby Trail next year. We've got to get some more young horses in here to take these on and try and develop a good one. I hope, and I know that it's not like the racing office isn't trying. We got to get these guys to come on out, step up, and get some horses and bring them out here for this.
Well, at just the overall situation, primarily purses, I mean, we're in a tough spot. We've talked about this so many times when compared to so many other jurisdictions, New York, Kentucky. You take a look at Arkansas, what's going on, and we don't have those ancillary sources of revenue for our purses, and it's all predicated on parimutuel handle, John. We're in a tough spot.
Well, the good thing is our purses are inching up a little bit anyways as we consolidated into the Southern California circuit only, you know, where there was a big overpayment of purses in general that we've had to catch up with, and the racetracks have done that, so we're getting even on that side, and now we can use that money that was being paid to catch up and maybe put it back in and build the purses a little bit more.
On another front, John, we want to get people up to the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa in Vegas. I haven't heard from Steve Johnson the last couple of weeks. I know he came down here to Anaheim to see his Yankees play the Angels, and they are some kind of busy up there. As we know, major college football underway. The NFL gets underway Thursday night. They've got a few rooms available, folks. Don't wait. Give Steve Johnson a call on the Racebook, toll-free at the South Point, 866-780-RACE or 866-780-7223. And, John, I know you and Bob Icke, you love the place. The race and the sports books, they're separate. It's old school the way the Gahn family runs the South Point. Unlike just about every other property on the Strip, they don't charge you to park. They're not gouging you every time you turn around. It's just a great place to go have a good time.
And they're still going to have a Breeders' Cup seminar. We'll be doing a seminar this year with the races out at Keeneland. They'll have the viewing party in the ballroom out there. It's a great place to watch and wager if you can't get out, obviously, to Keeneland to be on track for the live event. They take horse players seriously out there at the South Point. It's great. And with the football season going on, you walk around the corner to the sports book, which is separate from the race book. Say hi to Chris Andrews, one of the best line makers ever in Las Vegas. Great guy, and he's got a few stories he can tell you.
I'll tell you one thing about those guys that set lines in Vegas. This is nothing new. If they have a couple of bad days, they're out, John. I mean,
and he's been doing this for decades. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, there's no just collecting a paycheck. That is a performance-driven occupation, to put it mildly. Okay, let's go ahead and get a best bet from you at Del Mar today on this penultimate day.
Go to the first race today, the 131st post time. In the first race, number two, Gordon's Legacy, back from the Midwest. Two sprints in Southern California, won his debut at Santa Anita, ran, got beat ahead of this condition at Santa Anita. Finally gets back to sprinting on turf today, working well. Hector Berrios gets the call. I like getting back to the sprint game. 6-1 on the program for number two, Gordon's Legacy, race one, Del Mar.
And, John, last thing about South Point, what about your sheet, the Lindo Report?
Every day it's there for free. We've got Del Mar today. On Saturdays, I'll try and pick another featured track with some major races. Like next Saturday, I think there's a lot going on at Churchill Downs, so we'll have Los Alamitos and Churchill Downs next Saturday. Just whatever I think the players want to play, we'll have some information there.
Last thing. What about our man Kurt Hoover? I don't want to jinx him and his group and Bob Hess. They've got this horse, Big Juanito. They had some big hopes off a $10,000 claim a little over a year ago at Del Mar. They've been writing a lot of checks. This horse ran, you know, a much improved second for eight. It looks like they've got a pretty nice 16 here at a track that you know he likes, going a flat mile. What about Big Juanito in race six today, John?
He's got to have a chance because he's one of those horses. When you like Del Mar, you throw out the class conditions, you just find a way to get in a race. And they got this race to
100%.
Go. He's outside. And you know, he'll drop out, save some ground, and let the speed go and come running late. So I'm rooting for Kurt and his connections there. Big Juanito, a Del Mar course specialist. He's 6-1 on the program. He's got a shot in the sixth race today.
You nailed it, John. See you down there later.
All right, good luck today.
All right, John Lindo with us. And now we get down Cotella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, heads up the publicity, the marketing, every effort you can think of at Los Alamitos on a year-round basis. Hey, Orlando, good morning. You got out of there late last night, I know from your text. Tonight you got eight of them and a 7:20 post time, and a lot to talk about, a big performance in your feature last night as well.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, we had a nice victory from High Octane, the fastest qualifier in the Golden State Derby. It's just a horse that just continues to show that he could be one of the best in the nation. He brushed a little bit leaving the gate, but once he settled into a nice rhythm, he just pulled away from the rest, ended up winning by 3/4 of a length. Very easy victory towards the end there. And the winning rider, Rodrigo Sigala Vallejo, every time he comes out to Los Alamitos, you better just put a few bucks on him because he just does not miss. He's 5-4-5 on his mount here at Los Alamitos. He doesn't come out often, But when he does, he's sitting on a top horse. He won the Los Alamitos Oaks with Beautiful earlier this year. And he's got to run another horse, Curl's Happy Wagon, won the Florentine Handicap not too long ago here at Los Alamitos. And he's going to be riding her in the Mildred Vessels Handicap next week against some top superstar fillies like Shaken Going On and Bold and Beautiful and many others. So keep an eye out for Sigala Vallejo. Every time he comes to Los Al, he ends up in the winner's circle this season.
Ed Brugart was all over that jock in his call last night of that big $171,900 feature. And is he based in Louisiana?
You know, he just doesn't ride that many. He just picks and chooses what he rides. He is everywhere. He's ridden horses just at every jurisdiction that you can imagine. He's a regular rider on Impressum. And so he's got a couple of champions. He's won the All-American Derby. He's won at Remington. He's won at Texas. Where the money is, in a good horse, that's where Rodrigo Sigala Vallejo is.
That's where you can find him. And I mentioned Ed Brugart. He's filling in again tonight for Michael Rona, who's away to call the races down there at Kentucky Downs. He does a great job down there. I mean, that is a tough layout with huge fields, and that's right in his wheelhouse, Orlando.
You're right. And, you know, we're running races around the turn. We're running short races at 220 yards. We tested him last weekend with a 100-yard race. He's calling the big races with full fields at 400, 350. So we're throwing everything at him, and he just continues to hit home runs every time he steps on the mic.
Well, I mentioned, I think I did, eight races. You get underway at 7:15 tonight. Dr. Allred and Kathy, they're kicking $10,000 into your $2 traditional pick six pool. That'll be races 3 through 8. Set the table for tonight.
Yeah, some really nice quarter horse races towards the end of the card. We have a small field in race number 6, but this should be a heck of a race between number 2, I Am Candy, and number 4 in the lead. A couple of stakes winners here at Los Alamitos. I Am Candy, if she could just go a little bit further, we would be seeing her in the Mildred Vessels next week. Instead, she'll probably be pointed to the Sound Dash in October. She's really good at that those distances, and she should be very tough. Just one horse that just gets out of the gate. And once she gets rolling, she is just super at the 300, 350-yard distance. On the outside, in the lead, was so impressive on California Breeders' Champions Night, doing it from gate to wire. Faced the boys in her last out and didn't fare as well. But Ruben Lozano sitting on the outside post, I Am Candy with Justine Claver, will be in post number 2. Should be a really, really fun race. I'd like to talk about race number 7. The number 2 horse went to London with Gabriel Lara up for Scott Willoughby. Ran second to in the lead in the California Breeders' Debutant. Was actually the favorite in that race. Comes back in this one, and I think we'll see her do really well in race number 7. She just faced a horse that was on top of the game on that night. She should be much better in race number 7. Number 2 went to London.
And is she going to be your best bet, Orlando?
No, I'm going to go to earlier on the card. Actually, on the first race of that pick six sequence that you mentioned, at $10,000 into the pick six. I'm sorry, Mike. Race number 4. Got ahead of myself there. Race number 4.
Second race
1,
in the pick six.
Bombo is going to be my top selection again in race 4. Horse that always shows good speed, has won here at Los Alamitos during the daytime action, went to Del Mar, ran a really good second, and was claimed out of that race for $6,250 by trainer Angela Aquino. After a nice little break, brings Zumbo Bombo back here to Los Al. Expect a lot of speed once again. Got a good post number 1, where this runner should be able to just pretty much set what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. I'll go with number 1, Zumbo Bombo, at 3-1 in race number 4 in tonight's action at Los Al.
Okay, and that race set to go at 8:34 tonight. Looking forward to your thoroughbred meet. We'll be talking with Bob Mazursky about that in the next hour. Are you entering this morning for Friday, Orlando?
No, not yet. We'll do that on Tuesday, Mike.
Got it. Okay. Lot to look forward to at Los Alamitos with your thoroughbred meet coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 2 weekends in front of the traditional Santa Anita Autumn meet. Orlando, thank you, man, so much, and have a great day and night there at Los Al.
Thanks so much, Mike, and just wanted to remind the fans that we are bringing simulcast races from Albuquerque Downs, the big All-American Futurity Series. We have three stakes races today at 2:35 p.m. starting at that time, and then tomorrow with the All-American Futurity, another three big ones, and those simulcasts are at 4:05 p.m. again. The All-American Stakes races from the Downs at Albuquerque.
Okay, and I also wanted to mention, Orlando, what a tremendous change last night on FanDuel from Los Alamitos. I mean, your guys were there a lot. It was such a much better presentation. I enjoyed it. I like getting into a rhythm, watching the races from down there. Hopefully that can continue through the fall.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're hoping to work with our friends at FanDuel, our friends at Roberts Communications, who are handling the signal now.
Huge change.
Hoping to get a lot more coverage during the night, actually. Thank you for saying that, Mike.
So, so important. Thanks, Orlando. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, late on our final break. We'll take it. Coming back strong, we go to Saratoga Springs. We check in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. Leading trainer Doug O'Neill, top of the next hour. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The Pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Mildred Vessels Memorial Handicap on Saturday, September 12th, led by AQHA champion Shaken Gone On, and recent stakes winner Bold and Beautiful. Plus the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity on September 13th, featuring some of the top juveniles in the nation. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at LosAlQH on YouTube.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside.
And welcome back. My name is Mike Willman. This is Thurman, Los Angeles, folks. You never know who you're going to run into here at the Big A in Anaheim. Just ran into a guy. I consider him a good friend. You can hear him on Angels Baseball along with Terry Smith. A very, very prominent left-hander when he was active. Led the American League in strikeouts 3 times. Mark Langston, good morning. Great to have you.
I'm ready to saddle up. Let's go, Mike.
I know you are. And I got a kid named Matt DeSantis in New York. Matt, stand by. I'm going to get to you real quick. Mark, you opened up the door and you said, it's a new day. How excited are you and everybody around this place now that we've got new ownership coming in, Mr. Stan Kroenke? And I know you're close with Artie Moreno, and
yes,
you've talked with him extensively since this news broke.
Yeah, and in my conversations, Artie is excited about this change of ownership from the standpoint of he feels like this guy is a winner, he's a winning track record, and he feels like he couldn't have sold it to a better guy. And every franchise sells at some point, and this was the point where Artie said, all right, I'm ready to sell. He's 80 years old, and he said he was ready to go. So everybody feels the same way from the standpoint you couldn't have sold it to a better ownership.
100%.
So it's something that I think it's got everybody excited here in Orange County. The possibilities are through the roof of what can actually come here.
The Angels stay here.
Yeah. Oh, I 1,000% believe that. I hope that that's what happens. And I believe a new ballpark is going to be coming at some point here down the road. Hopefully it's right here in this parking lot. There's plenty of space here.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it plays out. But I think the excitement of everything that Stan Kroenke has touched has been a winner. So I think that's what people are feeling, that this guy is truly a winner. He turns over all the stones you have to turn over, and I think we're all excited about that.
Mark, nobody saw this coming. Nobody. I think the biggest reason maybe is there's a labor beef pending. As you know, I think it's a long shot that we're going to be playing baseball when the bell is supposed to ring in March. Because a new collective bargaining agreement is up for grabs, free agency is a huge issue. So this really caught everybody off guard. I'm told, you correct me, maybe I shouldn't be saying it, that it was a cold call. Mr. Kroenke just called up Artie Moreno, said, can we talk? No advance teams, nothing. No extended negotiation. They cut a deal.
Yeah, I think that's truly how it played out from the standpoint of usually when these things are happening, if there's a sell of a team, everybody knows about it. Everybody knows the different players that are in play. I think this was behind the scenes, and certainly they were able to sit down, talk through it, and come to a situation where they felt, okay, this is the price. Here we go. And again, and Artie was excited about the possibilities of being able to sell it to Stan Kroenke.
Genuinely. You told me
yep.
He's genuinely excited
yes.
that a man of this guy's stature,
yep.
his means, it's just a new day. It really is.
It's the standpoint of a lot of people don't understand Artie. Artie is so passionate about baseball, and he feels like he's – when you can turn it over to somebody who you think has the same vision that you had, that's willing to kind of just dig in now and take it to the next level, I think that's where the excitement from Artie – he knows he put this franchise and this organization in great hands.
And you're a big supporter of Artie. You know,
huge.
There's been some things go wrong and this and that, but – nobody likes losing, and it's just, it's terrible, it's debilitating. But you told me a couple of months ago, Mark, there's reasons to be optimistic. You told me a couple of months ago that as long as you've been doing games here as a broadcaster, this looks like the best starting rotation that the Angels have had, and there's big reasons for encouragement of late. Look at what Kazushi Kimura did last night. And you got some young arms that to me are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, certainly franchises to win, you can't win without pitching. You've got to have good, solid pitching. That is the foundation. I think that's what the Angels are trying to build. They have a young rotation. They have all been performing really, really well. Today we got the starter, Walbert Urania. To me, this young man's a star. He's a front end.
Looking like an ace.
He looks like an ace. Reed Detmers has been off the charts. So that is in place. So when you start and you have a great rotation, you start building. It starts with pitching and defense. If you can pitch and catch the ball, you're going to be in every game. And so we've seen that. The Angels have been in every game.
How many games have we led in the ninth inning? I mean, it's just astonishing.
Yeah, there's those things are the problem with the Angels has been the offensive side. But the pitching has been there. They've been in every game. You look at the record and you're going, oh, my gosh, they're the worst team in baseball. But if you really, truly dig in, they've been in every one of these games. The wins just haven't been there, but the pitching side, it's very exciting to see these young
pitchers. I got to wrap this, Mark, but John Mozeliak, he came in, had been idled, had great years with the Cardinals. Give Artie the credit there.
Yep.
He brought him in. Some changes were made. An immediate difference in what you see on the field. Wade Mechler has come to the fore. I'm a huge Wade.
Yeah, me too.
The fan base is behind him. So many reasons to be encouraged about the way things are hopefully trending in the next year.
Yeah, certainly Mo came in. Best draft that the Angels have had in a long time.
Right.
That's trending the right direction, I think, from that standpoint. And certainly the trade deadline. The Angels, you don't want to trade a guy like Jose Soriano. We had to trade Soriano. We had to trade Joe Adell. You hate giving up some of these key guys. But this team had to. They have to get younger. They have to get more athletic. And at the trading deadline, the Angels did. And you could see, I think the Angels were 28th as far as their minor league system. They now, I think, are like 16th or 14th, somewhere in that range. So just by the moves that they have made, the draft that they had has really already excelled this organization as far. And you got to build from within. You got to draft well and develop well.
Right.
And the Angels certainly head the right direction in that category also.
Mark Langston, great having you on, man. You got the enthusiasm of a young kid. It's contagious. Can't wait for spring training, and hopefully the labor deal gets sorted out. Thank you so much for jumping on.
Oh, anytime. It's always great talking baseball with you, and I love listening to the horse show here. It fires me up. Let's go.
Listen and win. Every now and again, we cash.
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks so much. Mark Langston, Angel, great in so many respects. And now we get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, good morning. You still there?
I'm still there. I'm a left-hander, but not nearly as accomplished as Mark.
You know, I was a left-hander, too, and my dad wouldn't let me throw left-handed when I was a little kid. And, you know, you always wonder what could have been. I'm sure absolutely nothing would have been. But anyway, let's get to it. The penultimate day at Saratoga. Who do you like back there?
Yeah, let's go to the signature race, the Hopeful Stakes today. The two-year-old race for the boys, race 10 on the card, 7 furlongs on the main track. I'm going to go to a new face on the scene, and that's the number 5, Midnight Still, 92 in the morning line for Kenan LaRose. The former Tom Amos assistant has had a fantastic Saratoga meet with his two-year-olds in particular. This one has the ability to come from off the pace, take kickback. There's a lot of speed signed on, not surprisingly. I think this one, sired by Curlin out of a Malibu Moon Mare, will absolutely appreciate the added distance, the pace setup. So I think Midnight Still at 9-2 is going to be my best bet in today's Hopeful Stakes.
Okay, and the Hopeful traditional two-year-old stake. Boy, you had a couple of maiden winners yesterday. I bet office back there wishes they'd have waited a day and run in the Hopeful. Post time for race 10, the Hopeful, at 5:19 Eastern. Matt, first post time tomorrow, and then tell us how we can get signed up for Naira Bets.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a race. We got 12 races tomorrow. First post time, 1:10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. And you want to make sure to go to Naira Bets, download the Naira Bets app, or go to NairaBets.com. We have a promo code SPA200. We have promotions taking place every day, including today. We have a late pick 5 hit and split of $5,000 additional dollars into the pot. So if you opt in and hit the late pick 5, you get to split an extra $5,000 with everybody else who does the same. So it's a great way to add to your winnings.
Awesome. Best to Frank Miramonte. Have a great day back there, Matt.
Thanks so much, Mike. We'll do.
Okay, listen, Chris, we're going to try and step away for 1 minute, so let's cue something up, and then we'll get Doug O'Neill right in here because he might be wanting to catch an airplane. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Stay with us.
Go out to the places you will be from.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey, everybody, welcome back, and once again, a very pleasant good morning. We are set now a little bit late for hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and my thanks to Mark Langston for popping in here, and we'll get back to Kentucky Downs right now, just north of Nashville, across the border there in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and say hello to Del Mar's leading trainer, Doug O'Neill. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. We had a little bit of a delay, as you just heard there. So much ground to cover with you. First of all, man, congratulations. You started strong, and you just kept the momentum going here into the last couple of days. To me, every bit as impressive as your win total through yesterday, Doug, out here. 26 wins, it's over. You're 11 up on Phil D'Amato. Doug, it's not easy to maintain a high percentage when you've got a huge stable, but you have done it this summer. You're hitting at 23%. You got to be elated.
Big time. Yeah, it's, this game, like every other business, I guess, it goes in cycles, and we're in a really good cycle right now. But, we have made some tweaks. We've kind of gotten away from the weekly works and just kind of gotten back to our open gallops and really good gallops, which kind of got me a lot of success earlier in my career. So
really?
Just trying to change a few things up. Yep. And I'm sure I will go on a major slump and I'll change up again. But right now things are really clipping well.
Have you shared what you just said with anybody else? Doug, that's the first time I've heard it.
I mean, it's something that I think a lot of the people that are around the barn area know. We do a lot of open gallops. So It's a little bit different than some other barns, but not every horse can handle it. But man, if they're if they can, they can come into the races a little bit stronger, I think. And it takes good exercise riders, which we have, and a good crew. So it's you know, it's not brain surgery, but it's been a good little run of late.
Doug, I want to real quickly recap yesterday that $1.5 million race. It was called the Ainsworth for three-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs. You ran a light one up who, you know, we've seen out here at Del Mar. She was eighth, but after showing the way, beaten just under four lengths, going a flat mile in the San Clemente, was a close fourth, two back in the honeymoon. I thought she ran a tremendous race, and watching it, and I never saw the photo, I thought you were fourth, but I guess you were fifth. You were beaten, what, about a length and three quarters?
Yeah, she ran lights out. It's definitely her distance. 6.5 hits her right between the ears. It's right where she wants to be. Yep, and Antonio, he's such a good rider. Antonio Fresu was on her, and he rode a great race. And, you know, in an ideal world, he kind of got it loose on the lead. And he said, God, if they could just left me alone for another half a furlong or so, I would have had enough to get there. But when they came after it, you know, she kicked on, and she was in a little bit tight on the inside. She never stopped fighting, and it was a great effort.
That to me, Doug, she had every right just to, you know, send up the white flag, because they kind of swamped her as they do on the grass. She's inside, but she kept digging. Just a huge effort owned by Purple Rain Racing, with Janie Buss and Mark Davis. Any of the ownership groups with either horse, did they come back?
Unfortunately, they weren't able to make it, but we were representing them. But talked to both of them after, and they were elated with her effort and came out of it good this morning. So we're very happy. Wanted to win, but what a great effort she gave.
Exactly. Hey, Doug, the Del Mar Futurity today, it's you and Bob Baffert, and he's got the two big guns, obviously, reflected in the morning line. You've got three of them in here, Phone Booth, High Prono, Dang Son, and Mr. Redham's got the Calbred Phone Booth, who, hey, you know, a decent second, certainly in the Grade 3 Best Pal. He likes to compete on the big stages, so you tee it up and you try and get a piece of it, right?
Yeah, you know, he's a full brother to Pavlovian, who we ran in the Derby this year, so the pedigree's there, and yeah, it's, you know, drawing the rail again isn't the best spot, but short little five-horse field. It does look like, I think, High Pronto or a Hightail Colt of the Calumets. He'll be forward the place. Obviously, Bob's Domus, if I'm saying that right. He'll be forward the place. And, yeah, it's a short field, but I think there's some – obviously, Baffert's got the two rock stars in there, but I think our horses aren't they're not necessarily just warm-up bands either. I think they could be feature acts here soon. So we're excited to see how they perform.
I like the analogy, warm-up bands. That's like the old warm-up act, you know, stand-up comedy.